This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At last count, there were more than 5 million teachers in this country. That makes it one of the biggest professions out there. But budget cuts at almost every level mean it's shrinking as we speak, forcing lots of teachers to rethink their futures. We've been hearing from some of those teachers over the past couple of weeks. Today, Michael Kane, a struggling former teacher, newly married to a struggling would-be teacher, whose circumstances have forced them to start their new life together in an unexpected way.
Back in the mid to late 1990s, everybody was talking about how we wanted the best and brightest to be teachers. So from very early on, when I was even in high school, I wanted to be a high school history teacher. I started teaching in the fall of 2000. I've had four different jobs in education since then. And three of those four jobs, I was cut due to budgets. I've been searching for work now for about 6 months. I've applied with campaign offices. I've applied with gas station management positions. I've applied for sales positions in insurance and retail. It's been very challenging to move back in with my parents after having lived on my own for almost 20 years now. My wife hasn't taught yet. I try and talk her out of being a teacher on a weekly basis, but she has such great skills with students. I don't think there's any way that I could dissuade her, and I don't think I'd want to. She's looking to get her foot in the door in education. I'm ready to leave. I always wanted teaching to be my lifelong career. The joke is that with history teachers, you know, they don't retire, you just carry them out feet first. When you have a dream for 20 years, and when parents come to you at conference night, and they tell you, we just wanted to meet you because our son or our daughter comes home every night and talks about what they learned in your class today, and they're so excited about your class, it is very frustrating to then say, I now have to go look for something else.
Our own Amy Scott produced that piece for us.